With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens, we're not in Tarminster anymore. We're in Terror of the Autons Part 3. It's my birthday week. I know. How exciting is this? Hey, chickens. I haven't got my poo card yet. The Doctor and Joe are being kidnapped by fake police. They're really Autons. I'm sure this was a big deal at the time. It's like, oh, no, you've got to tell children the police are fine. Anyway, the Doctor does a hi, and they crash the car, the police car, and then they run away from the police. Oh, my God. One of the police Autons sticks his hand out the window and it hinges off. It's the handgun! You know, I love the handgun. The Doctor and Joe are hiding in some really dodgy looking plants there in the quarry that they're in. And the Brigadier and his many unit soldiers turn up in their tiny blue car. I can't get over this car! It's so small! The plastic policeman shoots at the Brigadier and misses. Phew, but there's a big explosion behind him. And then they hit the unnamed, unidentified unit soldier and he dies. Oh, he explodes in smoke. Yates manages to hit one with the blue car and knocks it off the cliff. And it's a really impressive stunt, like the Auton that goes tumbling down the cliff. I'm like, well, it's a plastic man. They could have just chucked a plastic man off the cliff, but it looks like a stuntman doing quite an impressive role. Anyway, the Master says, he's back at the factory. He's like, the Doctor is an interesting adversary. I'm not surprised he's escaped. Meanwhile, the Brigadier is going over the Auton plans. He's like, number 7 this, number 8 that, blah, blah, blah. And the Doctor just wanders off into the TARDIS and the Brigadier's furious. And he's like, calls him back in. And the Doctor's just standing there holding his, dematerialization circuit. The Doctor's very dismissive of the Brigadier. He's like, oh, all right, you go and sort out your Autons, bye. And keeps trying to go back into the TARDIS. And then after the Brigadier has left, the Doctor says, oh, military intelligence is a contradiction in terms. And the Joe's like, you know, you've been quite ungrateful, Doctor. The Brigadier did save our lives. And he goes, no, I suppose. I'll thank you when I get back. And Joe's like, well, back from where? So he tries to take off in the TARDIS, but it doesn't work. And he comes out and there's smoke everywhere. And then the Doctor's like, has a dawning realization that the Master now is trapped on Earth, just like him. The Master, meanwhile, tells Farrell to be careful of the plastic daffodil he's fiddling about with. Then we see some people in carnival masks. They're handing out plastic flowers in town. Everyone loves a free thing, even if it's a crap plastic flower. It's daffodils for everybody. Farrell, meanwhile, is in the bus that all the Carnival Mask people are getting back into after handing out their flowers. And he has like a weird moment where the master's, you know, conditioning isn't working properly. The Autons are ordering him about. He's like, no, no, we have to wait for the master. No, you will obey me. Meanwhile, the doctor is reading through a bunch of papers about various plastics factories, and he doesn't like any of them. He's ripping them up and tearing them and throwing them around. It's like, all right, just you don't like the report. Doesn't mean you have to tear the papers up. Like, he thinks he's Donald Trump. Then we meet Mr. Brown Rose from the ministry, who's there to talk to the doctor. Okay, Brown Rose is the worst name anyone has ever come up with for anyone ever. It is a terrible, Brown Rose? Really? All right, Brown Rose. Brown Rose was not my nickname in high school. I can tell you that for free. The doctor gets quite uppity with Brown Rose. He's like, he has like a little Tory spat. It's like, I was talking to Tubby Rowlands down at the club the other day. I said, the wrong sort of chap's getting into this thing, I said to Tubby. And Brown Rose is like, Lord Rowlands? I think that's his boss. Anyway, once the doctor asserts his conservative club-going credentials, the public servant is dutifully deferent. He's like, oh, well, you know, there's a bunch of dead people in the home counties. One of them, Mr. Farrell Sr. And the doctor's like, no. So he goes to visit Mrs. Farrell, the widow, and she's wearing black and she's very sad. And she mentions that, you know, Farrell was upset about their son having taken up with like a new client called Colonel Masters. Dum, dum, dum. Yeah, he's not even pretending to have a different name. Meanwhile, Yates is checking the pass of a man who's installing a big long cable on the doctor's phone, apparently. The doctor loves to have a chat and wander around his laboratory. Meanwhile, Mrs. Farrell's gotten out the ugly doll. And she's like, well, this doll was under the curtains after he died. Like, it was trying to get out. Back at the lab, the doctor hacks into the doll with a scalpel. And he's like, no, it's solid plastic. And then he cuts the head open. Oh, that's solid plastic as well. So the doctor makes a list of supplies he needs. And Joe calls down. And the doctor and Yates are talking about the nestings activating the plastic while Joe's on the phone. It's a very confusing scene. Then the doctor snaps about there not being enough supplies and he yells at the brigadier. And then they get over that little spat and they go to the plastics factory together. It's very weird. And before they leave, the brigadier and Yates have a weird argument about who's going to go to the plastics factory, and Yates is meant to be, he's the officer on duty. It's a really weird scene where everyone just yells at each other and then they're fine with each other. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, meanwhile, in the bus, the Autons are demanding to leave. And Farrell's like, not until the master arrives. And then the telephone technician who was just installing the phone and the doctor's laboratory, he gets on the bus. But oh no. He pulls his face off. It's the master! No! Mike Yates has decided to make Army Cocoa for Joe. You haven't lived, apparently, till you've had Mike Yates' Army Cocoa. He's using the Bunsen burner to heat up the water. And the ugly doll is next to the Bunsen burner. So Joe's on the phone again with the supplies man because the doctor's like, I need those supplies. And she's being weirdly flirty with him. And the ugly doll wakes up. Ugh! Meanwhile, the doctor and the brig are at the plastics factory. Joe is attacked by the ugly dolly. Ugh! Mike shoots it. Bits of plastic go everywhere. The doctor and the brigadier are in the office at the plastics factory, and they realize everyone's left. There's nothing there but a plastic daffodil. So the doctor starts cracking the safe, just fiddling around with the safe thing, and the brigadier is having a look at the desk and the daffodil, and he finds a receipt for a coach. He goes, ooh, he's ordered a coach, 15-seater. Okay, it's exciting. Then the brigadier is going through the filing cabinet. There's nothing in there either. The doctor opens the safe. Oh my God, there's an Auton in there. Pshew! It just misses the brigadier. Oh, the doctor locks it back in. So that's the end of that. The Doctor's back in the office and he realizes that the dolly was activated by Mike Yates making cocoa for Joe with the Bunsen burner. Like, the Doctor's furious, by the way, that Mike Yates would dare use his precious laboratory and all of his amazing equipment to make a cup of cocoa. How very dare you? Then the Doctor has like a weird moment where he orders everyone out of the room, like for no reason. Like, he's like, you get out, and I want everyone out. I've got to study this heat activated dolly. It's a very strange scene. And then he's going to investigate the daffodil. And then he orders Joe out, but then decides he's going to be nice to Joe. And he's like, oh, go and chase up those supplies for me, would you? And she's like, oh, all right, Doctor. So she's going to just, you know, go down and do some more flirting down in the quartermaster's office or wherever she's going to go. So the phone rings and it's the master on the phone. And he goes, what? Who is this? Doctor's like, who is this? And he goes, I'm ringing to say goodbye. And he plays this weird sound into the phone, at which point the phone cord attacks the Doctor. Oh, my God. The Doctor is being attacked by a phone cord. And he's having a bit of a weird gurning moment. This is one of the Pertwee gurnings that we're all going to have to put up with over these years. Anyway, that's the end of the third episode. The titles are running because the Doctor's being choked by his own telephone. All right, the next episode is the last episode of Terror of the Autons. It's only a four-parter, which is a relief because the last three in the season before were all seven episodes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.